Favorite subject, Jackie. Thank you for asking me about Hammersmith Bridge. For anyone listening in who lives anywhere near Putney, you will know that we suffer so much from increased congestion, increased pollution, but also those bus routes that were cut when Hammersmith Bridge was closed. So I did have a protest outside Hammersmith Bridge itself a couple of weekends away ago, and lots of hundreds of people came down from Putney to say, yes, it's nice to go across a bridge which is just for bikes and pedestrians, but it's been closed for 7 years now, and the impact on us in Putney is still being very, very keenly felt. And then since that protest, we've had Albert Bridge closing, as you say. So now we're in between. We've got Albert Bridge on one side, we've got Hammersmith Bridge closed on the other side. Albert Bridge is supposed to be closed for up to a year, but who knows how long it's going to be. So I wrote straight away to the minister to say, look, we've now got two bridges closed. We need to see this action. And I have had a response from the minister today, Jackie, I can tell you. So the minister, Simon Lightwood, the Minister for Transport, said, there is a structures fund. There's a very, very big fund for that the government has for structures across the whole of the UK. And that he said that the Hammersmith Bridge is a very, very strong contender for this fund. It's a slight move forward, but I want to say that it's actually in the fund. So I mean, I'm not cracking open the champagne yet, but I have got a response from the minister acknowledging the issues we're facing with Hammersmith Bridge, acknowledging, I think, that Albert Bridge is adding to that, and saying, okay, we're moving one step forward. So he's going to be talking to everyone who can put money into this pot. That's Hammersmith and Fulham Council and Transport for London, saying, how much money can you put in the pot? Here's what we're going to put in. Let's make this happen. I will not celebrate until we have an actual decision made. It's been so frustrating, but I am glad we're one step further, and it's definitely not a no. So that's good.